Who is this guide for and what it contains? This advocate's guide, as the name suggests, is meant for use by advocates for sexual and reproductive health and rights at the country level. The guide uses the recommendations made to national governments by a guidance document published by the World Health Organization in 2014, with the aim of ensuring that the different human rights dimensions are systematically and clearly integrated into the provision of contraceptive information and services. Note reference 2. The aim of the guide is to enable advocates to use these two recommendations as a basis for holding governments accountable to respecting and upholding human rights in policies and strategies related to contraceptive information and services, and in the actual organization and delivery of services to users. This introductory chapter will present concepts and definitions related to rights-based contraceptive information and services. Chapter 2 is the core chapter in which each section starts with a recommendation made by the guidance document verbatim and an elaboration of what it means, and is followed by a checklist. Each checklist refers to and follows a given set of WHO recommendations. Each checklist consists of a series of questions which probe into the extent to which a government has implemented or complied with a specific set of WHO recommendations. There are 17 such checklists in Chapter 2, which together constitute a toolbox for assessing whether human rights are ensured in the provision of contraceptive information and services. More details on how the checklists may be used are given in the introduction to Chapter 2. It is important to know that some of WHO's recommendations may be contrary to the law of the land in some countries. For example, same-sex sexual orientation is criminalized in some countries, and it may not be legal to provide contraceptive services to adolescents below 18 years of age. In such instances, advocacy may first be directed at changing laws and policies, drawing attention to the fact that WHO's recommendations are grounded in international human rights law, and the country may have ratified human rights conventions and treaties that support these recommendations. Chapter 3 contains an illustrative list of indicators for tracking adherence to human rights norms by contraceptive programs, and this short list of indicators may be used for a rapid assessment. This advocate's guide is meant as a generic tool. It will have to be adapted to different national and even subnational settings, depending on its history of population control and the ethos of adherence to human rights, health system characteristics and resource levels.